The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Speaking of the great outdoors, and we have some good news. We did find, well, Mary Elizabeth called in and gave us her phone number, so we'll get that fish and tackle package to her. We'll call her after the show. Good morning, Mary Elizabeth. Thanks for calling in. And get that fish and tackle package delivered to you. How about that? Speaking of the great outdoors, there were five ants. Yes, the six-legged bug rented an apartment, and the landlord looked around. And he said, "Well, seems to be plenty of room here. Why don't you invite, five of your buddies in for roommates?" So, five more ants moved in, and then the landlord then had 10 ants. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Alan. How are you all doing?
I'm doing good. Did you have a minute to look at that video?
No, I did not.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
I'm afraid anyway. If I watch it, I'll be giggling here too much.
You might. You might. So... Yeah.
How'd you like the girls bow fishing on the front of the boat?
Did you take that picture?
That was a friend of mine took that picture on the Y River.
On the Y River?
Yes. I guess they were bow fishing for skate, maybe?
Oh, could be skate. Or, well, yeah, cow nose rays, yeah.
Cow nose rays?
Yeah.
I would assume they were out in the middle, from what I heard. So I'm guessing that's not where snakeheads would normally be.
Maybe some blue cats, but we had we had cow nose rays come up to come right up to the boat when we were out there at the Key Bridge the other day.
There's one area there we saw them. I guess the water was all mudded up along the key.
Mm-hmm.
They're right next to 695, and I guess that's when they're spawning.
Well, they come in to do two things. They have their live young, and they spawn all at the same time. It's a birthing and spawning thing that they do. And I'll tell you, I've seen them in squadrons of 30, 40, 50, and there's some big ones out there. But these are the cow nose rays. These are the ones that, the crabbers don't like because they eat the crab. Well, crabbers don't like anything, that eats their crabs. But they should really hate on the blue cats more so than the rays. But the rays are the ones that can actually crush a clam in their jaws. So the clammers don't like them either on the razor clam bars and on the clam bars here in Maryland because they'll just invade. And I mean that's their one of their favorite food sources. They will eat crabs, no question. But
a crabber friend says when he would run his line, he would feel a heavy weight. And it was a ray on his baits.
Yeah,
on his I guess just hanging on to in their mouth and. He would have to, knock them off, get them off of his line.
Yeah, they will go along and crush the crab. They will crush those razor clam bags. There's no question about that.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like an hors d'oeuvre to them. So.
Alan, I got a couple questions. A friend on the Susquehanna, who. Noticed the osprey with a broken wing is floating down the river, I guess in distress, but he scooped it up in his net.
Right.
Well, he started getting on the phone trying to find out what to do. You know, he's here, he's got a bird with a in distress, broken
right.
wing. And he got no help from the DNR as to, you know, a rescue or... I always thought the DNR would meet him down at the boat ramp and assist, but he got nowhere, and he didn't want to go back into the boat ramp without, you know, any contact. So he under frustration, he let it go on one of the islands, which I told him would be better because of lack of predators, probably.
Right. Right.
But that's what he did. He ended up, you know, putting the bird on an island, I think a Snake Island, the last island down from the dam, and, you know, near Lapinum area. But I don't know if you or any of your listeners might have I know there's contacts for, like, these people that do rescues for distressed animals and deer and...
Yeah, there are.
You know, you know, obviously some animals they probably euthanize, but...
Oh, sure.
You know, he's calling me up. I could tell he was pretty distressed about what to do.
Yeah, of course.
And I didn't have a clue because I've never been up against that situation.
Right.
You know, he Googled a couple things, but he out of the calls he made, he got no response or help.
You know, DNR has an exhibit, and I'm not sure how connected it is with DNR, but it's called Scales and Tails. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not.
I have, Alan. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're the ones that do the snake and birds of prey displays at public events and things like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge has the Eagle Festival. And they're connected with people that have bird rescues and things like that. So I can send you it's gonna take me a minute. It'll be sometime later.
The event's already happened, but it'd be a good contact to have in your phone.
Exactly.
These things you do see these things and. You know, now I think about it, a friend of mine did an eagle up there probably about 10 years ago. I didn't think of contacting him. He was in the Pennsylvania sector of the...
Here's a name for you from my buddy Tom. Phoenix Wildlife Rescue. I'm assuming Phoenix, Maryland.
Okay.
Phoenix Wildlife Rescue.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up and... you know, passing on
Phoenix Wildlife Rescue.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, but, thank you very much, Tom. Wildlife refuge where injured animals such as baby squirrels and hawks are rehabilitated. Sweet Air Road, Baldwin. 4700 Sweet Air Road in Baldwin, Maryland.
Now, I guess the next question is I guess under the situation, if you did a transporting it yourself to these, you know, there wouldn't be any questions.
Oh, I'm sure not.
You know, okay. All right.
Yep. Do not email us. Call us. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you ASAP.
Okay.
So that's what I said. Here's the number, 410-628-9736.
All right.
I will send this to you.
Yeah. That'd be great. Well, let me tell you the next thing on the fishing report.
Okay.
Where I thought all the rockfish were up at the concentrated the dam. We're coming down river. I tell you, it got so hot up at the dam. I went and did a little afternoon, just fun fish. I didn't commercial, and I've never done this. I took a couple ice cubes out of the cooler and just ran them over my bald head to cool down, Alan, and it actually worked pretty good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
It was hot up there.
Yeah. So, well,
I took some ice out of the cooler to cool my beaner down, and it worked. But regardless, we came down river. Well, the bite was right at the mouth of what we call the falls at the in the Deer Creek area.
Okay. Yeah.
It was game on. I mean, it
wow.
was, and we actually had them on top.
Nice.
But we just had a ball doing catch and release for
sure.
I guess about an hour and a half there before dark.
Nice.
And then I get a report. My buddy's out. He's out on the flats. Same thing. And then my other friend, he's eeling down at the pools out
yeah.
of the bush and whatnot.
Yeah, sure.
And there, he says it's just game on. He's next day. He's down at the pier. He hadn't sent me the picture yet. I saw it on his phone, but Alan, schools of hundreds and hundreds of rockfish, and the pier is beautiful, clean water in the Patapsco. And he said people were live lining, and they were these things were tight to the piers around Bethlehem Steel, all the way into the inside the Key Bridge. But he said, Lee, we were actually sight fishing for rockfish. I got a kick out of that. But he said the mass and the numbers of fish, and he said it was consistent.
Wow.
You know, from what the video he showed me, it was they're healthy, clean fish.
Good.
And I just found that this happened last year because the Patapsco was so pristine and clear. That's what
yeah.
we had to find the rockfish and actually dipping crabs off of around the marine terminal. But,
yeah.
Well, how encouraging can it be?
That's pretty encouraging, man. That's very encouraging. Yeah.
Susquehanna all the way down to the Patapsco. I don't know what's going on at the Bay Bridge. I haven't had to go there yet, but if our rockfish fishery's in trouble,
where is it in trouble? I got
and where,
it.
Where's the trouble?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to pass that, you know, the fishing.
Yeah, well, great. I mean, that's great. You're very open about your fishing spots, which is really surprising because, you know, here's the thing, and I've said this for 35 years, okay? Fish swim. You know, they relate to structure, but
right.
you know, they're not going to be in the exact same spot they were yesterday. I mean, there could
right.
be fish around there, but you know, if you kind of you know, your limit on one spot today, sure they might be there tomorrow, but they may not be. You know,
yeah.
environmental conditions change, rain and
right.
temperature and salinity and, you know, anything, algae, the whole thing, everything changes. Surface temperature, so it's
yeah.
a constant change, and the fish are seeking
yeah.
their comfort. They're seeking places where they can, you know, withstand the water temperature, where they can have enough oxygen to breathe and enough food to eat. It's pretty simple. You get that figured
right.
out. You got it figured
right.
out.
No, I mean, I'm really, you know, I don't mind sharing because, you know, Alan, one fish, really, for the, you know, recreational.
Yeah, life. I get it. Yep.
And that's why I'm sharing. And, you know, I feel the numbers, as far as I'm concerned, the numbers are up, and it should be at least two fish.
Sure.
And, you know, okay, I'm burning, as my daughter says, you're burning the spots. No, I'm not. I'm encouraging people to get out and fish where the
exactly.
fish are, and they're plentiful.
Sure.
So that's what it's all about. You know, in my opinion, I'd like to see everybody having a successful season, and then where I'm fishing up in the Susquehanna, Alan, as you know, you need a jet boat, and but the shore fishermen are catching them too, so it's And up there, it's not necessarily a, it's not an easy fishery to, it's not an easy place to figure out and actually be successful up there. There's only a limited amount of people that do it the way I do with fishing with lures.
Sure.
Most people up there are, you know, using eel. Now I see people up there using eels and,
yeah,
I guess, perch and whatnot, which is a great way to catch fish, but it's not a great way to do catch and release.
That's true.
They will swallow it, even with circle hooks, and they...
Yep.
They don't survive.
Well, we had very few fish eat those big swim baits, you know, all the way down. Very few, and most of them were hooked,
yeah,
to, you know, right in the side of the, you know, right in the side of the,
yeah,
jaw, and
yeah,
just where it should be,
yep,
you know. And if we wanted to release them, we could. So, yeah.
It sounds like in the trip you did in the harbor, it sounded like you got your, you know, your rockfish and whatnot, and then you went over to the catfish. And I,
yeah, we did. We quit fishing on rockfish. Absolutely.
I think that's huge, you know, to have that opportunity to,
yep,
well, you know, for a captain to put their clients on other fish after
absolutely. They, well, we drifted, know, for perch first and didn't do much, but it was really hot out there on the open bay, so we,
yep,
you know,
yep,
we went and figured out we'd catch our catfish. We caught about a dozen catfish and a couple of whites,
yeah,
and some good sized channels. So, you know,
yeah. Yes, and to mix it up like that is fun. Alan,
yep,
when you did the catfish, were you using cut bait or live lining?
This is going to break your heart. This is going to break your heart. Soft crabs.
Oh, Alan. Alan, it's all good. It's wrong, but it's...
It's wrong, bitch.
Definitely wrong, my friend.
But, sacrifice a soft crab for a catfish. But, you know, they cut enough baits. They cut enough baits out of one crab to make everybody happy.
Okay,
so.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
On that note,
buddy, we do have to let you go.
Have a good one.
All right. Happy weekend. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm looking down at there's not hotels either, folks. These were pretty good-sized soft crabs. I'm thinking, oh, man, what a soft crab sandwich would taste like right now. But, yeah. Let's see. We got Frank on hold, and we've got to get to, in St. Michael's, and we've got to get to our first break. So let's go. Frank, how you doing, buddy? Hello, Frank.
I guess Frank couldn't hold on.
All right, Frank, call me back. I know Frank. I'll get in touch with Frank. So, all right. So, is this our first break or second break? This is our first break. Wow. All right. Hey, summer's here. Crab feast, family reunions, get-togethers, just good times on the weekends in your backyard. You know, a little fire in the backyard and make some hot dogs and some marshmallows. Some s'mores, it's time to go. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture and the old traditional vintage wood picnic tables, if you like. But they've got tables and chairs in every style, color, you know, geometric pattern, 1,000 Adirondack chairs for your deck. You know, you can see all that stuff from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and greenhouses and gazebos and pergolas and dog kennels and chicken coops all sitting right out there for you to take a look at. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's. And, by the way, if you need a bigger shed, they have the contractors that can come to your site and build a shed on your site if you need to. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom. You can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe in Memphis. There's a giant assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. And there's my favorite, freestanding, impresses me. That's for some reason I'm just impressed with the freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region for inserts and for freestanding wooden pellet stoves. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. And that is Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. By the way, that's beside exit 44A, which is the Route 50 exit for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood. You're a mile away. You're only a mile away. So go to Backyard Billy's, grab some crabs, take them home at Hunter's Seafood, make it a combo trip to Graysonville, and you will be a happy, happy camper. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, Maryland. That zip code there, if you want to look it up, is 21227. Clyde Sports Shop. They have got a full line of Browning firearms. We just updated the Browning ad, and there is a new 20-gauge A5. An A5 is an autoloader shotgun, new this year. The A5 Hunter model, 20-gauge. It is a very nice gun with a wood stock. It's got the kinematic drive recoil system, and you'll be glad that you took a look at that beautiful A5 Hunter model autoloader shotgun. It's brand new. The BAR comes in a new connotation, a stainless breakdown takedown model. The Browning automatic rifle, it's a semi-auto or autoloader centerfire rifle, comes in a lot of different calibers. And then don't forget, shotgun shooting sports, the Satori's, all different models of Satori's and the BT-99 trap shotgun, all available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. Clyde's been around since 1957, been open since 1957. Clyde's been around a little longer. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and hunting accessories, all at Clyde Sports Shop. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos. Ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment, live and silent auctions, top gun firearms raffle, tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Got a nice email from Joe. He said, I have this $2 bill on my desk. I take it out every year and look at it. Thomas Jefferson on the front and seen on the back of the signing of the Declaration. Never realized that on the $2 bill till Joe just reminded me, but it is absolutely spectacular. I got a $2 bill here in change not long ago, signed by Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin. If you remember, he was under Donald Trump in his first term. So, there's a thought for you. Go to your bank, get a $2 bill, or get two of them, frame them front and back, put them up on your on your wall somewhere as a reminder of our freedom in America. Isn't that great? I love it. I love it. Thank you, Joe, for sharing that. Also got a note from who'd we get a note for? John A. up in Everett, Massachusetts. Shane and I, a new guy riding with me to learn the route. John has a taxi service up there, and he was on the air with us one day years and years ago. So how about that? Nobody on the line, right? Okay, I got it. Getting emails and texts and all that stuff. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Got an email from, text from, let's see. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Bear hunter. Bear hunter hunting on bait, which is this time of year, June. Well, I don't know if the season's into July or not, but mostly June is your spring bear hunting in parts of Canada and in Maine and other places. And I've been on a couple spring bear hunts. It's very exciting. This one shows two bears being spooked off the bait and running up the guy's tree stand. Which is not the first time that's happened, but spring bear hunting is very exciting, no question about it, because you're up close and personal with the bears, and you hear them, and you see them, and you smell them, and you know, you watch their actions. We had one come into the bait. I had one come into the bait and take a bite and take off, take a bite, take off, take a piece, take off. I think 36 times that bear came in. And I watched that bear. Never took that bear or any others off the stand. I was looking for a good sized boar at the time. Wound up taking a boar, but not as big of a one as I wanted to. But the boar came in right at the edge of dark, and you could tell he was the boss. He could tell. He ran the other two off, and last I heard, they must have caught my scent because they were running through the woods. Second time I've heard that, bears running through the woods with jaws popping. That means they smell something they don't like, and you know, you just don't want to get in their way. You'd rather be out of their way. So, yep, 410. I mean, CBM 680, 410-922-6680. Joe in Parkville. Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan. How are you? Happy 4th of July weekend here.
Same to you, buddy.
Listen, I always have to say something nice about Clyde's because they are a wonderful place to go. I used to get my fishing licenses down there and all of that. And I know the price has gone up because of our wonderful governor, but I'm a senior, so it's that's the one thing that Larry Hogan did right was is to make it from a month of the year to the month of the year and to make it on the year that you are going to turn 65,
right.
You get the senior.
It's exactly. Great. $5. Stamps still cost you the same, which I don't mind. Waterfowl permit, Maryland waterfowl permit, and federal permit. I think they're up to $27 or $29 now for a duck stamp. I haven't bought one in 5 years, but I'm planning on doing a little waterfowl this year. So.
Oh, good. Well, the other thing I wanted to know is how come there are no knock-knock jokes about America?
I don't know. How come there are no knock-knock jokes about America?
Because freedom rings.
Okay, good one. I like it. Good
I
one,
thought
buddy.
It was pretty good.
That was
the
good.
Only other option I had was just to talk about the society, the foot fetishists of America. They refuse to go metric. It takes a second, doesn't it?
Joe. Hey, Joe. Listen, I heard a new knock knock joke.
Okay.
Go ahead and start it.
That's not new.
Everybody's out there going knock knock. Who's there?
It's probably 70 years old. Is knock knock.
Who's there?
My damn foot's caught in your damn door.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Ay, ay, ay.
That's not too risky.
Not horrible, no. Not horrible.
Yeah. Anyhow. Listen.
Well, I heard the landlord joke this week. I thought that was a pretty good one, too.
Oh, what's the landlord joke?
Oh, five aunts rented an apartment. And yeah, the landlord looked around. He said, "You know, there's plenty of room here. Why don't you invite some buddies?" So five more aunts moved in, and then the landlord had 10 aunts.
Yes, I did catch the end of that. I woke up a little late this morning.
No, that's all right, buddy. So I sent that picture of the $2 bill to a friend, and she said, "Find the hitchhiker."
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm getting ready to find out more about that.
Okay.
So.
Well, you need a few more callers to call in, because otherwise we'll start telling more bad jokes.
More bad jokes, that's for sure. All right.
And by the way, I remember a nice trip down out of Solomon's where we were. We started out by catching the bait, which we were using for the rockfish, which was spot. We were bottom fishing for spot. And then some of the spot were so big that we took them home as well as the rockfish we took. But do you think maybe they keep... Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
I was going to say, do you think maybe they talk about how bad this conditions are this way and that way so that they keep their jobs and they can keep those limits really high, really low on what you can take? Because, I mean,
I don't know.
You know, they initially said that they were going to have the moratorium for 10 years, and finally people got on them, and after 6 years it was enough. And I do think every so often maybe we ought to try a 2-year moratorium on crabbing, but you know, you'd have to get everybody involved in that.
Yeah, that's not going to work here. That's not going to work. So,
but it would make a heck of a difference. So.
Oh, no question.
Anyhow.
All right, buddy. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing on the $2 bill. Oh, did you find a hitchhiker on your $2 bill?
Not yet.
I guess you got a ride.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Kathleen, for that one.
Thank you.
All right, bye. See ya. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We'll take our second. Oh, what a great morning. A lot of fun. We'll take our second break. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start and your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Sarah spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Who's on the line, Aaron? Ray in Baltimore. All right. Ray, good morning.
Good morning. I haven't spoke to you in a while.
How you been?
I think your name is no longer Alan. I think we're going to go with the name Shecky Ellis.
Shecky? Like the old comedian, Shecky Green?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Terrible jokes.
I know. Well, hey, look, they get fed to me from others. I'm just the vessel, brother.
You're just the messenger.
Yeah.
But anyway, messenger. I hadn't called in a while. I was suffering from the horrible terribles and the screaming heebie-jeebies when good buddy Lee gave the secret away of how to catch perch, and I thought, oh no. I've been holding the secret forever. So now that the secret's out, when he started naming chartreuse, and I thought, no, don't say that. But I might as well get the rest of the secret out.
Go for it.
And, okay, he used the chartreuse lure.
Yeah.
And I would use the chartreuse. I could use the chartreuse shad darts, or I would use a jig head, and now we go with the chartreuse lure.
Yep.
They were called katydids, okay?
Yeah.
And they had little split tails. And
I remember.
You used a little piece of worm on there.
Yep.
And now I'm going to go give more of the secret.
Oh.
I never, when I put lures on, and a lot of guys would sit there, and they would take a hook, and they would dig the center out of the painted lure,
right,
so that they could thread their line through.
Yeah.
Well, the secret is, if your lure is not in the water, you're not catching fish.
Right.
So I learned to do this. I learned to put a loop around the line. I never put a hole in the lure.
Okay.
I looped it around the circle part of the
eye. Yeah.
Of the lure. I held that and I twisted it over and pulled that and twisted it again. And what you made was a clove hitch there on that.
Right. Okay.
Pull that one. And then I could go up, like a lot of people, they go 8-10 inches up to the second lure.
Yeah.
And you could do the same thing without sitting there all that time threading it through and tying your knot. And the beautiful part was, if you snagged a lure and it snapped off and say you lost your first one,
yeah,
you could slip another one on above it real quick.
Yeah.
And the faster you do that, the more you're fishing.
Oh, man, I like that.
And then the other secret, remember, with my Kunin rod.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which I would use a undermount trigger spinner.
Oh, yeah.
Close spinner.
Yeah.
And the reason I never got bird's nests with that. And
yeah.
If I sent the lure out and it was heading in the wrong direction, I could stop it in a second with pull that trigger.
Pull that trigger, so yeah.
I was never in the tree with my good buddy Joe, who was decorates Christmas trees and made Christmas trees out of them. So that was the way I did that. And
You have revealed some deep, dark secrets, my friend. So hopefully people will take you to heart.
I thought I'd never get over it once Lee started letting out the secret.
Well, you know.
So,
all right.
But I've been listening for a few weeks. I've had to call in, and I'll call in. And I'll make this real quick. I caught the biggest white perch that's ever been caught. That used to be the record was 16 inches.
Right.
And I was standing on, I had these piers down at Millington, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was standing there with a man, he's passed away, his name was Paul Gale.
Yeah.
And I met him, and we were fishing there and fishing, and man, I hit a fish like I'd never hit in my life. And all these guys were standing around, and my little Kunin rod was bent over like you wouldn't believe.
Sure.
And I'm working this fish, and it's so heavy. The drag is singing, and I'm trying. I use 4-pound test, and I'm trying like I don't want this to break.
Right.
And the guy, other guy, stopped fishing. They were watching this, and out it came. This thing jumped up on the water and started dancing on the water, and it was a white perch. Never seen nothing like it. And I got that thing in, and I knew I couldn't lift it out of the water. I had no net, and I'm getting to be a little on the old side now, okay? So I stood there so long that my whole body had locked up, you know?
Yep.
And then I slid it up to the beside the pier. I had it there, and I couldn't get off the doggone pier. I couldn't move.
Wow. Well, did you ever land a fish? That's the question. We've got to.
Oh, listen, I landed the fish. Now the beauty. I got Paul Gale to hold the rod.
Right.
Hold my rod. And I finally got off there, and I went over, and it was flopping right there at the shore. And as I reached down, the lure popped out of its mouth. And I was trying to grab it with my hand, and it started flopping around, and it swam off. And I said to him, "How big was that fish? How big was that?" He said, "That thing was 19 inches.
Wow, that's a big perch.
Holy mackerel.
Wow.
And I said to him, "Whatever you do, boy, don't you ever die, you hear?
You're my witness." Got it.
Well, he died.
Oh, boy.
I lost my witness.
All right. Anyway,
they all stood around and watched me.
All right. Ray, buddy, I got to let you go. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Aaron, and hit those first couple, and then I'll chime in, okay? Thank you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Adonis Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos. Ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m. there's the Crab Feast and live music. Crab Feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment, live and silent auctions, top gun firearms, raffle tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now, I heard those trumpets, that's for sure. All right. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about backyard billies. Let's talk about their fireplace inserts and their freestanding wood and pellet stoves. Look, replace your old fireplace that you don't use anymore with a great fireplace insert. You can get electric, you can get wood, pellet, or gas. We have the Enviro gas model. We love it. Backyard Billy's help with the installation, and their service is supreme. BackyardBillies.com. Backyard Billy's is located in Graysonville, right off Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue. They've got them all. They've got the pellets, they've got the freestanding wooden pellet stoves too, if you want to use those for an alternative heat source. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, fishing, crabbing, hunting, licenses, Browning Firearms. 410-242-6108. Now get out, stay safe, love the Lord. Bye.